And speaking of Cuba, Fidel Castro may be frail and elderly and rarely seen in public these days, but he's still top dog in something. He's number one on the Paul Fraser Autograph Index. It tracks the value of living global leaders' signatures. And truth be told, Castro hardly ever signs his autograph, you know, in traditional scrawl-on-photo style, which only makes it more valuable when he does. So who actually collects that kind of autograph? Our contributor, Alina Simone, decided to investigate.
I'm always on the lookout for attention-grabbing stats. So when I heard that the most valuable living autograph in the world belonged to Fidel Castro, I thought, that's a cool business story. But as soon as I started talking to this elite group of collectors, the autograph hunters who vie for the attention of the world's most famous, elusive, and often notorious leaders, I realized this piece isn't about numbers. It's about people.
You have to be cut from a special mold to be a collector that's successful in getting in-person autographs like this.
That's Randy Kaplan. He's been collecting the signatures of world leaders on baseballs since 1996, and he introduced me to the idea of autographing as blood sport. Randy has schmoozed Hamid Karzai's security detail for his autograph and smooth-talked his way into then-Nigerian President General Olusegun Obasanjo's hotel room. He even mastered phonetic Russian well enough to convince Gorbachev's bodyguards the baseball in his hand wasn't a bomb at a rare book signing.
You either have it or you don't. You have to plan everything three steps ahead. You have to do all your research. You have to find out who their defense secretary is, anyone who's going to be with them. Most importantly, though, as a collector, is you have to be prepared for the unprepared. I never go anywhere without at least a dozen baseballs on me at all times.
By now, I'm feeling like autograph hunting requires as much specialized gear as regular hunting, like that 12-pocket flak jacket to hold all your baseballs. But it turns out your memory has to be even stronger than your back.
My son and I were in the city during UN week, and I noticed some State Department cars outside of a Turkish restaurant on 2nd Avenue on the Upper East Side. So naturally, we went over there together, and sure enough, who's walking out but the president of Kosovo? Could not believe it. Atif Edzijaga.
Whoa. Did anyone else find that fact kind of amazing? I can understand walking into a falafel joint and spotting Obama or Putin, but the president of Kosovo? That's the Kosovo anthem, in case you didn't recognize it. Not every president walking out of a Turkish restaurant gives Randy an autograph. He admitted in an email that rejection can trigger a mini-depression. But I wondered, where do ethics come into the picture? I mean, isn't asking for an autograph a form of flattery? And doesn't that get sticky when you're kissing up to a leader whose politics are maybe unsavory?
There are people I would not want to have as a part of my collection. Anybody who's a mass murderer, somebody who is, indicted on crimes against humanity. So I try and avoid those people. That doesn't mean that the lust is still there to try and get them, but there's also a barrier up saying, no, I don't want them in my collection. I want it to be people that I'm proud of.
Fidel Castro's signature would make Randy proud, he tells me. Getting El Comandante's autograph on a ball is kind of a holy grail for Randy. He's been trying to get it for years without success. If only Randy had grown up in a communist country, he'd have a lot more luck. Hungarian collector Zoltán Marian had a foreign ministry official get a signed photograph from Castro back in 1972, when Fidel visited Budapest for the first and only time.
Yes, I am proud of Fidel Castro because I know that he's very, very difficult. Since 1972, I tried to write him once again, but I only received a copy of facsimile.
Because Zoltán is agnostic when it comes to a leader's politics, his collection of more than 1,300 signed photos includes some truly chilling names. Pinochet, Mobutu Sese Seko, Papa Doc Duvalier, Saddam Hussein. But the standouts are autographs so rare, dealers have trouble even putting a price on them. The dynastic leaders of North Korea. With help from his own communist government, Zoltán did manage to get Kim Il-sung's signed photo. But he had no such luck with Kim's son. Finally, Zoltán sent Kim Jong-il a copy of the same photo that his father had signed years before, hoping that might convince Kim to send Zoltán his autograph. Instead, two guys from the North Korean embassy showed up at his door. Somehow, over the course of a very tense tea, Zoltan managed to win them over.
I had to wait for a long time. I don't know about for a year or more, but finally I have received a signed photo of the dear leader, because it was Kim Jong-il's nickname.
Zoltan's collection includes autographs of many such Cold War all-stars, signatures that Western collectors have a lot of trouble getting, unless they buy them on eBay. But autograph hunting wasn't always an advantage from a communist country.
Sometimes I was invited to the police station, and they told me, do not write those letters to this, and that person.
Back in the 70s, the Hungarian police even warned Zoltan to stop writing to Alexander Dubček, the former communist leader of neighboring Czechoslovakia. Dubček was responsible for the Prague Spring, but was now under house arrest. Zoltan kept writing anyway. He didn't care. What he did was address his letter to Dubček's wife, under her maiden name. And he got his man. Bullseye. For The World, from New York, I'm Alina Simone.
That, by the way, is the Cuban national anthem. We have a slideshow on our website with photos of some of the most notorious leaders whose signatures are in Zoltan and Randy's collections. They include Fidel Castro, but not Vladimir Putin or Xi Jinping. You can hear how Randy plans to secure those autographs. That's all at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Aaron Schachter. Thanks for listening.